Good morning, it's Monday, the 21st day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Monday is forecast to be cloudy with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Overnight lows won't go far, sticking in the mid-40s. Tuesday will carry a high probability of some rain. Now on with today's top stories. A Pierce County Sheriff's deputy and the assault suspect he shot near Bonnie Lake earlier this month have been identified by outside investigators, and recently filed criminal charges provide new details about what led up to the shooting. Regional Deadly Force investigators said 34-year-old Stephen Cloninger, a deputy for the past 3 years, shot David E. Applegreen II, also 34, at about 4:53 a.m. on November 5 following a report of a threat with a weapon. Court documents indicate Applegreen pointed a gun at Cloninger, prompting the deputy to fire. No police were injured. Applegreen faces a second-degree assault charge in Pierce County Superior Court stemming from the incident. Court records show he was released from jail on November 8 after posting a $10,000 bail bond. Law enforcement at the scene reported that Applegreen pointed a gun at Cloninger, and the deputy shot Applegreen in the foot. Investigators recovered a black handgun in the hallway. Applegreen has no prior criminal convictions. A discount retailer is facing a new round of fines over safety violations declared by state inspectors at two Tacoma stores. On Friday, Washington State Department of Labor and Industries announced nearly $55,000 in fines against Dollar Tree over conditions the agency said inspectors found at the retailer's stores at 3815 South Steel Street East and 9830 Pacific Avenue South. The agency said the fines were the result of knowingly and repeatedly violating safety rules at the two stores. According to Friday's release, inspectors found boxes stacked perilously close to collapsing, potentially onto workers. L&I noted that in 2019 Dollar Tree was cited and fined $500,000 for breaking the same rules, resulting in one of the largest L&I fines ever issued. Along with the unsafe stacking, the stores were cited for blocking access to electrical panels. Rap legend Snoop Dogg has added a second show to his stop in Tacoma next month, the Tacoma Dome announced. The Cultural Icons Holidays Ablaze event now will play both December 16 and December 17. Tickets for the added December 17 show went on sale on Friday, November 18. Joining Snoop at the Dome will be rappers T-Pain and Warren G, hip-hop duo Ying Yang Twins and country-slash-hip-hop singer Justin Champagne. Tickets for the second show are available at the Heritage Bank box office at the Tacoma Dome or online at Ticketmaster.com. Visitors at Point Defiance Zoo will be able to see its newest additions, walruses Balzac and Lakina. Male walrus Balzac and female walrus Lakina arrived Wednesday in Tacoma from Aquarium du Québec. The walruses are now 2 of 14 that are in human care in the U.S., according to Malia Somerville, Point Defiance Zoo's curator of marine mammals and birds. The 6-year-old half-siblings Balzac and Lakina, who have been together their whole lives, will have access to the public and off-exhibit areas for guests to see. The zoo is one of 4 in the country that are accredited to care for walruses. Walruses live in huge colonies in the wild, especially to breed. The Walrus Conservation Consortium, of zoos and aquariums, is creating mini colonies of breeding-age walruses in bigger zoos. At smaller zoos, like Point Defiance, it takes care of non-breeding animals like Balzac and Lakina. Balzac and Lakina will continue to grow at Point Defiance Zoo. Balzac weighs 1,974 pounds, and Lakina weighs 1,058 pounds. Fully grown males can weigh up to 5,000 pounds and females can weigh up to 2,700 pounds. Tacoma police are investigating after a Saturday morning shooting near the City Stadium District neighborhood ended with one man dead and another seriously injured. The shooting was reported at about 6:33 a.m. near the 800 block of Division Avenue. Tacoma Police Department officers responded to reports of shots fired and the sound of a vehicle speeding away. Minutes later, dispatchers learned that 2 men with gunshot wounds arrived in a car at a local hospital. One man, 33, died of his injuries. The driver, a 32-year-old man, had serious injuries but was stable, police spokesperson Wendy Hatto said. Police believe the men were in or near the car when they were shot. Bullet holes were found in the vehicle. The area of the shooting is near a gas station and several other businesses, as well as apartment complexes and Wright Park. For all the brouhaha over the return of the rainy season in the Pacific Northwest, this November has been unseasonably dry in western Washington, and the region is feeling the effects. Dry east winds drove an uncommon amount of fires late in the week that personnel with the Washington State Department of Natural Resources have been responding to, and on Saturday, a burn ban was issued until further notice for Greater Pierce County due to stagnant weather and rising air pollution. Forecasters predict that rain is coming this week, including for Tacoma, but it likely won't last long. There's a chance for rain Tuesday, but then it's right back to mostly dry days. The fires the Department of Natural Resources is responding to are relatively small. The closest, the Mineral Creek Fire 10 miles southeast of Enumclaw, was just 20 acres in size on Friday. But the fires are out of season. According to the state's Emergency Management Division, wildfire season typically begins in early July and ends in late September. From Wednesday to Friday this past week, the DNR also responded to several fires on the Olympic Peninsula near Nia Bay and three fires in southwest Washington, according to a tweet from the department. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.